I'm glad I stretched.
Welcome to Salsa for Beginners. I ask you to relax, be loose, and enjoy. Let me demonstrate.
Can we go?
We haven't even danced yet.
Come on, I think I wrenched my knee getting out of the car.
You said it was your left knee.
I can have two bad knees.
And a bad attitude. You said you were excited about this salsa class.
I thought it was a different kind of salsa.
Salsa is a whole body dance. The music is the soul that triggers the spirit of the dancing. Follow me.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm just letting you know right now, my body does not do that.
As you step forward, turn your hip as if your foot is squeezing a bug. Oh. Then together, then back, squeeze the bug.
Come on, squeeze the bug. There you go.
I gotta admit, the killing roaches thing really made it make sense.
The rhythm is in the body, but the passion is in the hips.
She's got a lot of passion.
I can't stop staring. It's oddly hypnotizing. La, la, ba, dee, da. La, la, ba, dee, da. For the first time in my life, I see love. I see love. And for the first time in my life, I see love.
Of 10 classes, we get personalized castanets.
10? I thought that stupid gift certificate was for one.
That thoughtful gift certificate was for 10, and it would be rude if we didn't do them all.
Show me your mother and Vince. I'm fine with rude.
Mike.
Come on, I did it once because I love you. And you're not going to make me do it again because you love me.
We never do fun stuff together.
And tonight changed nothing.
Oh, I'm sorry that dancing with your wife is such torture.
Hey, don't take it personal. I would have hated that with anyone.
Come on, I love that class, and I don't want to do it by myself. For me.
Oh, come on, that's not fair. How am I supposed to say no to that?
You can't.
Now, I think dance lessons will be good for you. Get you more in tune with your body. Why do you think wide receivers take ballet?
Because their wives make them?
No, because they want to learn how to point their toes so they can get 2 feet in the end zone. Think about what it'll do for your police work.
How is me salsa dancing going to help catch crooks?
I would imagine a criminal pointing and laughing is easier to apprehend. Why don't you tell your wife you don't want to take the lessons?
Why don't you tell yours?
I don't have one.
Exactly.
What are you complaining about? Salsa dancing is a blast. It's sexy music, short skirts, very erotic. Yeah, me and my grandmother, we took lessons together for years.
Well, that is not creepy at all.
It kept me on the straight and narrow. Instead of getting mixed up in drugs, I was addicted to the intoxicating rhythms of música latina.
You know, you really seem to love this stuff. I don't suppose that you'd like to take a refresher course with Molly.
You want me to go dancing with the woman who shares your bed?
Oh, no, not when you put it like that. But yeah.
All right, I'm game if Molly is.
Are you kidding? She'll be thrilled. Before I came along, she used to do all sorts of fun stuff with gay guys.
Well, then great.
Did you not hear what he just said?
Aw, thanks for coming with me. I know this was the last thing Mike wanted to do.
No. He.
I'd much rather be here with someone who's enjoying themselves. He kept trying to set off the fire alarm by twirling me into it.
Hey, so what's the story with Esmeralda over there? She and Mambo number 5 and Ida?
I think they're actually brother and sister.
Sadly, I don't think that answers my question.
Now I will show you an open break into a turning dip.
Oh.
Can I have a volunteer to try this with Esmeralda?
I got this, Cocoon. Now, look, I'm a little rusty at this, but I'm gonna try and limp through. I'm gonna show your brother how this is done.
Can get rough.
I know, but I gotta eat something before I go to work.
I am so glad that I'm not single and I don't have to do any of that anymore.
Are you kidding me? You never did any of that stuff.
I've been to Denny's.
I can't believe you're just sitting here while your wife is out dancing with another man.
It's not a man, it's Carl.
Who it is. We gave you the dancing lessons for Christmas to get you both out of the house.
I told you, the only way to get this load off the couch was with hockey tickets.
We could have got hockey tickets?
Oh, hey.
Hey, where you been? It's almost midnight.
Oh, well, after our lesson, a bunch of us went out to a club to practice our salsa moves.
More dancing. Boy, I did dodge a bullet.
I don't know. I think we were all just having so much fun, we didn't want it to end. And I'll tell you, those guys might be in their 70s, but they got brand new hips.
Well, I am glad that you had fun. Even more glad I didn't have to go.
Yeah, I mean, I missed you, but it was really fun getting to know Carl a little better.
Seriously?
Yeah. I mean, he's a really interesting guy. Do you know he's saving up money to go to India?
India?
Yeah.
Sure he didn't say Indiana, because that's where he goes to buy his fireworks.
I'm sure. Carl's a very spiritual guy. Do you know he meditates for 20 minutes every day?
That's stupid. Wonder why he never told me that.
Yeah, I can't imagine why he doesn't tell you stuff.
He tells me stuff. I bet you didn't know he still has a baby tooth.
Ooh. Is it the one that's cold sensitive? I know, and he can only drink from his left side.
Well, I bet you didn't know he was an amateur magician.
I didn't. Or did I?
He showed you that? He said he could never tell me because it was in the magician's code.
There's a certain level of trust between dance partners. We have to have it. It's complicated. I'm going to hit the showers.
You really tore it up on the dance floor last night.
Oh, I don't mean to blow my own horn, but...
So what's the deal with going to a club afterwards?
Oh, yeah, that was Molly's idea. She took us to this hot little Cuban joint. Man, I bought a caipirinha and a cigar. She was like a little hip-shaking Fidel Castro.
Molly doesn't like cigars.
Really? She smoked that one down to the label. Oh, yeah, and I love the story she was telling about fighting a baby bull in Mexico.
What?
Her college trip. With her a cappella group.
She sings cappella?
Like an angel. We're thinking about going to karaoke after the movie.
Who?
Me and Molly.
When?
T-
tonight.
What movie?
400 Blows, some old French film.
Why?
Because it's playing at the Revival House.
How is this the first time I'm hearing about this?
But Molly said you wouldn't want to go.
I don't.
Then what's your problem?
I don't know. Me to go to the movie with you.
I did a month ago, and you said you'd rather be eaten by wild dogs.
I didn't say that. But it does sound like something I would say. If I said it, which I didn't.
All right. Well, don't wait up.
Well, how long's the movie gonna be?
I don't know. A couple of hours, and then we'll probably grab dinner afterwards to discuss it.
What's to discuss? A movie either stinks or it doesn't. Thumbs up. Thumbs down, get in the car, go home.
Can we talk about this later? Because I don't want to make Carl late. He is so punctual.
I know what he is. I've known him a lot longer than you have.
Okay, clearly you do have a problem with me going to this movie with Carl.
No, I don't.
Sure?
Don't be ridiculous.
Okay, so I'm going to go, and you're going to be fine?
Absolutely.
All right. What are you doing?
I'm going with you.
Ooh. Wow, they did a beautiful restoration on this place.
Mm-hmm. Sure wasn't this nice when it was a porno theater.
And you know that how?
Oh, I busted it a few times when I worked Vice. Oh. Should have seen all the perverts scatter. It's a strange sound hearing 50 zippers go up at once.
You never worked Vice.
Don't embarrass me in front of your wife. You know, I did some reading up on this film. It's part of the neorealism school. Mm-hmm. That means new real.
You know, Kurosawa said it was his favorite film.
Did he now?
Yeah.
You don't know who that is.
I know he's Japanese and he liked this movie. He's Japanese, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he's one of Japan's finest filmmakers.
Mm-hmm. Is he the Godzilla guy?
Yeah. He's the Godzilla guy.
Well, now he knows what he's doing. Maybe this won't be such a slow roast in hell.
Sorry, he invited himself.
Black and white? Oh, this better change in the middle like in The Wizard of Oz. And subtitles, too? Ugh. It's like seeing a boring movie and reading a horrible book at the same time. Blows. They got half that title right. I'm a cop and I smell the pot. Do not shush me, Willie Nelson.
Mike, unless you can sit here like a grown-up and not complain constantly, go wait in the lobby.
You'd like that.
Yeah, we all would.
I'll be in the lobby. You have any quarters? I got a Miss Pac-Man up. Okay, all right.
Well, that was very enjoyable.
Oh, I'm so glad you liked it. Truffaut's a genius. I mean, 2 hours, you're just transported to Paris in the 50s.
Yeah, great. What's for dinner?
Sushi.
How about pizza?
Carl and I already decided on sushi.
Really? Is that what you want, Carl? Slimy squirt of tuna on rice?
Hey, I will go wherever the two of you decide.
Great. Carl wants pizza.
He didn't say that. Just go to the sushi place.
Don't let her bully you, Carl.
Stick to the plan, Carl.
I'm your partner, Carl.
Dance with the one who brung you, Carl.
Do the right thing, Carl.
Be a man, Carl.
Can't believe he dumped us.
I can.
Well, that evening was a bust. At least I taped the Bulls game.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. Make sure not to look online or pass any televisions. I didn't even talk to people wearing red. Feel like getting 2.5 hours of my life back.
Oh, must be a big game.
Yeah.
Tough opponent.
Oh, yeah, the Pacers. Oh.
Did the Bulls win by 3?
Ah! What are you doing? You ruined the game for me.
Oh, did I? Oh, I'm sorry.
It's real mature.
I'm mature? Really? Okay. Okay, why did you even come tonight?
I don't know.
I do. I think you're jealous of me and Carl.
I'm not jealous. Just uncomfortable with you sharing stuff with Carl and doing stuff that I can't.
It's not that you can't. It's that you won't or you don't.
I went to that dance class with you and I didn't want to do that.
Yeah, I know, because you complained all night. That's why it was more fun to go with Carl.
I'm sorry. I can't dance like Carl.
Well, nobody can. He's amazing. Hey, that's not the point. The point is that I would have preferred to be dancing with you all night.
Why? I suck.
Well, so do I. That's the fun of it, sucking together. Move. You know how great it would have been if you just would have tried the salsa classes with me or sat through that boring movie?
So you admit it was boring?
Of course it was boring. It's a little pretentious French movie. Then we could have gone and hated it together, then come home and made fun of it. Together.
I didn't know that was an option.
Because you didn't even try. Which is all I ask.
Okay. I get it. I need to try more stuff that you love so we can hate it together.
No, not just what I love. We can hate what you love too.
Really? Because there's someplace I've always wanted to take you, but I didn't think you'd like it.
Really? Where?
Well, I...
Oh, God, no, wait. Don't tell me. Okay, tell me.
Oh, okay. Well,
No. Keep it like a surprise. Okay. No, what? Just say it.
Okay.
No, don't. Oh. Don't. Okay, go.
Okay.
Don't.
All right.
I don't, but I love shooting them. We should get bigger guns.
Slow down, Annie Oakley. We'll get there. We got our entire lives ahead of us.
Yeah, I love you too. Lock and load. So getting lucky tonight.
Shh, trying to count.
Oh, you're adorable when you try to count.
Yeah.
You don't think Carl is going to be upset that he's not taking me to class anymore, right?
I think he'll be all right. Wait, what squish was that?
Uh-huh. Yeah, see now, you taught me something about salsa. I'm going to teach you a little something about cinema. Called as French neorealism. That means new real.
What time your brother said you had to be home?